Greetings from Earth, everybody. Here I am again, Christopher Morse, one man on the face of the Earth, doing what he can. Speaking out, sharing his thoughts. And I'm glad that you are tuning in to share them with me. The name of the show tonight is Awareness and Willpower. We've got the solution. Now we just have to get the word out. Let's mobilize Generation X, the New Age community, and the bloggers. Together we will strip away the Democrats and Republicans of the past, manifesting transcendent solutions. We can and will save the Earth. And awareness and willpower are two wings of the giant bird of consciousness. And the direction it's heading is that of human evolution. And that reminds me of a piece of artwork I did. I spent some time today updating the TranscendenceWorldMovement.com website. Check it out. I spruced it up quite a bit today. Again, TranscendenceWorldMovement.com. And if you go into the articles and you look up the one that's called Evolution is Revolution, you'll see a work of art there of Darwin's progression of man followed by a Buddha and someone who is awakened to their higher nature, and no longer trapped in the old mental habits of humanity. If you'd like to call in tonight, here's the number, 1-877-876-5227. Again, 877-876-5227, and you're listening to Transcendence World Movement. And as we've said many times, transcendence is happening. It is an observation. It's something that we can see all over the place. People educating themselves and asking all the right questions and not allowing simplified, childish versions of reality to be forced upon them. There's a new kind of spirit warrior for the truth, a new type of person emerging on the human stage. And we're glad to be part of that energy and sharing the phenomenon with you, the listener, because you wouldn't be tuning in if you weren't in on this. Right this moment, if you're tuning in, no matter who you are, no matter what context you're listening under, wipe it all away and know that you are tuning in for a reason. If you're tuning in delayed on an archive and you somehow think, well, since I'm listening to it later, that message is not for me. But messages of this sort are beyond time and space, and whenever you receive them is when you are meant to receive them, and that indeed is the right message for the moment. And I can tell as I tune in and I let flow that I'm speaking not just for myself, but I'm speaking the heart of so many who have not so far had the ability to express themselves. And that's what being a true representative of people is, a leader is. It's not imposing something down, it's expressing something up, it's inspiring, it's modeling, it's trying new things, it's being sharp, it's being strong, it's being bold, it's being aware. And how do we find this awareness that we are each capable of within if we take the time and have the determination to seek and find? First, above and beyond all things, is meditation. This is what Western society so desperately needs. Clear as a bell, right out in the open. Here it is. Meditation. And this can take many forms and have many aspects. The thing that is of the most importance is getting space, no longer being tied in with the habits that seek to pull you through. So if you are not free of the habits that you've learned, whatever you express is not your own. So to be a spirit warrior for truth and one who lives in a new age, what you say must be your own. Observe what gives rise to your reaction. Through observation and non-judgment, a dispassionate focal point where you are simply seeing it, no mental activity whatsoever. It's as if the phenomenon arises and you are a mirror which just reflects what is occurring. And somewhere within the mirror is a consciousness which knows in the moment what is occurring. So there's no need to then think about it. Is a way of perceiving that is all-encompassing. This is part of the evolution forward, is to realize that many of the old ways of thinking are no longer relevant. It's as if we were seeking to drive Model Ts of the mind. When we have at our disposal a lightning quick Lamborghini. And well, why would we do that? The mind is capable of so much more. If you are hearing my words, consider what ways you are capable of more. Because it's simply unlearning that which keeps the natural wellspring of life force down. Much of what we've been taught in schools and mistakenly taken for granted as correct teaching has given us a narrow view, which we perhaps never questioned. You see, this is something that is not just for the select few who seek to go on a mystical spiritual journey. This is simply information. This is like psychology was many years ago. It was new, but now we look at psychology and we see that it is proven there are habits of the mind and tendencies of behavior, etc., etc. Well, so too, the whole spiritual realm of which the Eastern wisdom traditions have been aware of all along will be incorporated in time as the next mapping, the next part of the next stage of human evolution. That's why much of what will assist us seems to be almost a negative kind of experience, because we have to see that which had stuck in our energy field and release it to get the natural flow. You see, even an idea, a concept that we hold firm to, any, will slow down your mind. You do not need to hold concepts and firm ideas about the world. You can relax that, still know anything worth knowing, and allow your vision to expand to a much broader perspective. It makes no sense to hold down the doors of your perception. You have five senses, and that is step one. Then you have your energy centers, seven energy centers, and yes, also those in your left hand, your right hand, your left foot, your right foot, all through your body, energy cycles, your heart beats, your body breathes, and your aura resonates. And thank God we are not. And though it may seem to hurt to release that which has blocked our energy and caused us pain, it is simply becoming aware of what has always been there. And to know it intimately, and to feel its burn on the way out the door, is part of the transformative process. That's how we turn the baser metals into gold, the alchemy of existence. Healing and rejuvenating. Because when those blockages are gone, that energy is now free henceforth and evermore. So those of you who are in denial and seek to remain in denial, do so to your own detriment, to your own continued suffering and delayed resurrection. Why would you do that to yourself? Somebody, sometime, somewhere is going to be listening to this. I can feel it right now inside myself, and these words will be speaking to you, and you will know that it's you that you compromise, but something in you longs to stand strong, longs to know what it is, to live what you feel, to be what you believe, and to make your truth a home in the world, and to shower the gifts of your soul to those that you love. And I say to you, yes, you can open your heart. And yes, you can change your life. And indeed, the blessings will be many in return for the good seeds that you plant. We cultivate patience so that things can follow their natural course. Life often happens in cycles. Some are quick cycles, some are long arching cycles, but throughout life can we not see the cycles? Be aware of the cycles, the full circle of the cycles. Some people even lose track that they begin a cycle. And when the cycle comes around, may blame another as if it is someone else's responsibility. But that is simply a projection from the one who is in the denial. It took me a while to realize that somebody could experience a series of events and then somehow be unaware of it. I didn't even know that was a phenomenon that could happen on this earth until later in life. You know, sometimes you hear with people with psychic abilities or intuitive abilities or various sensitivities, you know, of which I always had. But when it's early on, you don't really know that it's you, or that it's unique. You just think that's how I am, that's how everybody is. You take for granted that you don't know yet that it's an ability or something special or a talent or even anything at all. You just feel it, and it's you, because you kind of internalize. And more people all around are starting to feel some of those things. And again, we want to bring into awareness and into everybody's awareness that, yes, just imagine right now my arms are just waving and I'm pumping energy whoosh, right into that microphone. Whoosh. Yes, those feelings are valid. Yes, what you're feeling is happening, and it is happening to others. Yes, you can communicate with your loved ones on the other side. You don't need anybody to do it for you. You can open up your heart, send out your intention, and there's almost no doubt, no delay. It will come over you. You will just know it. It's the kind of communication you can develop and cultivate and have on an ongoing basis and incorporate it in your life. It was part of other cultures in the past. It just hasn't been something we in the West have been aware of. We've kind of cut that part of us off, but we cannot do that anymore. All of you, stop cutting those pieces of humanity apart. We can gain from every experience and learn every lesson there is to learn and assimilate it all into a smoothly flowing being that ever looks to the new and moves forward, living the present in totality. We can do it. We can do it all. And one thing to say to one who is out there embarking upon this, that yes, you understand and you're learning and you're working on your meditation. Watch out for going into mental default. I see this in students all the time. When you teach them something or when they try something, they put forth kind of an average effort. And to them, it seems like, yes, they're doing what's been asked. It's clear they're trying, they're playing something. But they are not fully engaged. And you see this in the normal conversation between people chattering, yes, this and that, back and forth, this and that, talking about what we're doing, yes, I'm doing that, yes, you're doing that. Well, what we're really saying is just occupying the time, and we're both kind of uncomfortable, but chatter, chatter, chatter. Well, we can't fall into those grooves or those down loops. We have to stay fresh and stay sharp and not let those habits and patterns that we take for granted. I mean, you might think that sometimes you got to make idle chatter. Well, you never have to really make idle chatter. If you want to talk to somebody, talk to them, and talk to them, recognize their humanity, no matter what role they're playing or permutation in society is going on. So what that they're working the bank or working at the gas station, or, you know, you can still look them in the eye and wish them a good day, see that they're a human being, and that can sometimes be where some sort of fulfillment hides or some kind of connection can be made that can help a pathway that's meant to happen in your life. Everything in life can be magical if you remember. You just have to keep remembering beyond the mundane, beyond the habits, beyond the roles, beyond the interactions. We can't become those interactions. And part of developing in meditation is acquiring a self-discipline, because this is why a part of being a disciple is to have discipline. And by discipline, one should not mistake it for an unpleasant or forced experience. It is that you remember the priority and the importance of becoming awakened and aware. You never fall down into pettiness, and you're always striving to perceive more about yourself and make more potential actual and express whatever is meant to be expressed when you're in harmony with the Tao. Some points to consider as well as we begin to free ourselves up as a person of awareness beyond all the old landscape of discussion. It is not even a matter to consider tiny issues of this and that that can be solved in other ways with a clarity of vision that comes from the individual becoming aware of themselves, in tune to life, and then returning to those concepts with an enlightened vision outside of the old limitations. And we will all know what to do at that point. There doesn't need to be a specific plan for every last detail. Individuals who are aware can create solutions all over the land if we set them free and empower them to do so. One matter of how they come across this on your life and truly see the reflection and base what you find there, you can quickly deal with one stage of alignment. If you can be aware of others and how they are feeling, develop a sense of empathy, a true understanding of their energy and their life and their reasons for expressing themselves in the way they do, and not in any way imposing your own ideas upon them or your idea of who they are upon them. You give them freedom in your perception, and in return you will receive love. And that's a second point of awareness. And yet another is to be aware of life everywhere. Many of these things that what I'm saying as pertains to other people also pertains to animals and nature and trees and our outlook on the cosmos. Like in one of my songs, life's everywhere, love's in the air, rise up and sing, you can do anything. Within all life is this very vibration of which we're a part, and all things are a part. This would be a good time to play for you the song at the bottom of the hour that I worked on today. It's an older tune, but I reworked it today for your enjoyment. Just thinking about you. Here you go. Love, philosophy.
Another long year with my back against the wall. Time will tell if I will rise or I will fall. At least there are some of us left willing to give a fight. Day after day after day.
Welcome back to the Transcendence World Movement. If you'd like to call in, have a little chat with me, feel free. I'm always up for it. Here's the number, 877-876-5227. And I know sometimes I get rolling on these big, long streams of thought, but don't let that cause you to hesitate at all. That's just what I do until I hear from somebody. So give a buzz, 877-876-5227. And I'd like to hear your thoughts about the ideas I'm presenting and maybe some ideas of your own that fit in with the undercurrent of our conversation. So in the first half of the show, we laid a backdrop of awareness, how to be free from the normal trappings of perception tied in with our senses and with the habits in our thought processes and perhaps some of the old wounds in our emotional field. All these things can cloud us, and as long as they are influencing our position is not truly our own. So what transcendence is for those people whose thoughts are their own. And when your thoughts are your own, you are resonating the energy that you were meant to. You have arrived. And that's really what we're doing, is trying to assist in the arrival of those who've gotten tangled in the fray. And when we have this space within us and awareness of ourselves as a universal being, the choices we make will not be selfish ones. Because when you're connected to all of life, you make choices that reflect that understanding. And this is a different type of activation of our willpower. And that's where we're heading in the conversation right now. So we're going to talk some more about our will, our willpower, that which is the active part of our energies. From those open spaces of perception, we will receive visions that come to us through the link to the source. And then when we receive that vision, we make it our own and move forward into the world and realize that vision with all the strength and possibilities at our disposal. This is simply how we find fulfillment. We do what we're meant to do. So we untangle all the gobbledygook that has blocked the energies. Somewhere inside. Just as I said before, it took me a while to even realize that people denied all aspects of themselves, because I used to think, how can you forget what it happened to you? How can you pretend like you don't know it? Because it could have happened. I didn't even think that was possible. But apparently it is for some. But we get rid of all that. And from that space, we can then make the choice which is going to support that vision that came to us from the release of our natural energies. And then we activate our will behind that. And that is the power to move mountains. So often people mistakenly direct their willpower towards one another, and they fight with one another because of perceived disagreements. But the disagreements are because the people involved have not yet come to know their connection underneath it all. And so one can stand by the side and observe the two battling each other and exhausting each other by playing their willpowers upon one another. And one could approach the two, let's call them zero and one, and say, my friends, do you not see what you're doing? You are harming one another, and you are destroying one another. Take that energy and that strength and put it behind something creative in your own realm. Forget about zero over there. Let zero do zero's thing, and one, you do your thing, and focus on your thing. Whatever makes you think you need to focus on zero, you only harm yourself by doing so. Get on with your own thing. Get into your own world. Build your own vibe, your own style, your own life. Externalize these things that give you enjoyment. This is a willpower as well. Not to let chaos take over your life. Not to just become slothy and allow just disorder to fall upon you. Sure, we all have seen times where people have let things go. You visit someone's house and you can clearly see disorder, and this disorder in the air is a reflection of the inner being of the person involved, and everybody knows it. And it's not an effort to say clean the disorder, pick a few things up. But it takes a certain activation of energy. But see, what you can do once you have cleared out the old loops in your brain that were just results of circumstance and conditions, they had their own lessons and own place in your life, and it is good, but it's now time to move on. And once you clear those grooves out and you have a mind that's relaxed and open, then you can create a situation like, let's say, I used to think to myself that I did not like to do dishes. And I'd always leave dishes and be like, oh man, I always feel like I'd be forced to do it. And so I took that as an opportunity. Anything like that where I notice an inclination or a resistance, I try to turn to my advantage. And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to start doing the dishes. Do the dishes all the time. Even make doing the dishes my thing. I do the dishes. And I start doing the dishes all the time. Doing the dishes all the time. And you know what? It doesn't even take any more energy to do the dishes. It takes a lot more energy to not do the dishes and consider that which is undone. Better to just get up, blast through the dishes, and get on with your life. And you start taking this more of this approach towards things. If there's something to be done, you know, it's that the stage in between being doing nothing and then doing things in stride is like this resistance, and you have to kind of overcome this resistance and realize things don't have to be a struggle or take a super long time. You can just shoot your focus in totality and just make a move on it, make a strike. Something needs to be done, focus and get it done. And then you can do this again and again. And you increase your decisions and you increase the chances of opportunity coming into your life because you're reaching out more. You're sending more vibrations out into the world. You're bound to see a reflection of that. I mean, that's also the beauty of manifestation and following through on your vision, is that it then resonates that energy out and brings to you those who think in kind, and you get energies which resonate with the truth of your being. If you are busy focusing on other people and focusing on selfish agenda and putting your will in all the wrong places, you know, focusing on all your energy on maybe making a few thousand extra bucks, you know, over the course of like a couple years or something crazy like that, and you worry about it all the time, think about it all the time, and you're jockeying for position, all these like office politics or something, it's like, whoa, what a waste of energy. And as long as you participate in those energies, that's what you're going to bring back to you. This is a real key thing to note on the path, that you really do choose your own destiny. You really do create what happens in your life. And as long as you choose to allow low energies to exist and dominate your thinking, that's exactly what's going to happen. It isn't until you pull back, get that space, and then make your mind up to live your life the way you intend to live it. You see, and this is not in opposition to anybody. It's simply you have a right to live your life. And sometimes when you deal with the world and deal with situations, you're going to have to stand up for that or be sharp and handle an occurrence with much finesse. But it's best to deal with things in totality. Stand behind yourself. Be your own best friend. Don't get down on yourself. And don't second guess yourself. Because you know what? We're not always going to make the right decision. And we're not always going to be perfect, no matter how hard we strive to. And it isn't even about that anyway. Because there's always a myriad of choices, and there's always a multiplicity of crossroads shooting through each subsequent choice. So, with infinite possibilities, we simply move and keep moving, and it's each choice just is a little zig or a zag on a journey. What matters and what refines our ability to make better and better choices is to learn to accept the authority of speaking and standing behind it, and to taking a responsibility for the cause and effect that your words cause. And your, not just your words, but your words are a reflection of your being, the way you carry yourself. That you're, as I said earlier, aware of how you come across and your energies as they resonate out to others. And you're aware of yourself and your connection, and you're monitoring things from a state of awareness, and you're not allowing these habits to sow the bad seeds which disrupt so many of our lives. And part also of moving into being aware and manifesting is we have to get our science and our technology free from serving simply the military industrial complex and all these high-end means of wreaking havoc upon the world. We have to convince science to move the advanced technology and apply it universally for the good of people. Because science is an extension of society's will and society's manifestation. And right now, society has allowed much technology to be used in harmful ways. But technology exists right now that could easily create systems that would help facilitate the flow of resources globally and make the whole planet aware of all the information immediately. See, this is the end. This is the only way out of this situation that we're in. Here it is. I'm going to tell you. I see it right now in the moment before my very eyes. Everybody has to hear all the information. Everybody has to hear all the information. Then there will be nothing else to be upset about. Nothing else to hold on over one another. Nothing else to grip about. We'll all have heard it all. And there may be some hurt feelings for a while. See, that's a lot of what's happening right now. We're becoming aware not just... right now is a unique time because we're aware not just of what's happening in the present and the current politics, but more than ever, we're aware of all politics of all time, and every choice has enormous pressure behind it. So the only way to relieve that pressure is to simply acknowledge all that's occurred, and then take a step into that realm beyond history. And this is how I see we realize the energies of 2012. Have you ever heard it put quite that way? We realize the energies of 2012. Who else is going to live it? And as I said, we're creative beings. We're making our own choices. We're deciding our own destiny. This is a play that we are the stars in, and we are the ones who realize the age of Aquarius or the energies of ascension. We are the stars. We are the stars. And as more humans become creative, the art culture rises again to prominence in society, and the philosophical discourse returns to the populace, not just simply talking about last night's TV show. They're able to share their thoughts about life and speculations about the cosmos and what they heard here and what they heard there and what it means to their own progression, to their own place in the universe. When everybody hears everything, we will all remember our place in the cosmos, on planet Earth. Many blades of grass waving in the breeze, individual phenomenons with their own particular attributes and conceptual aspects that they have to contribute to the synergy of the whole, which is the realization of the divine plan on the planet Earth as we move forward. As I say in my one song, the planet's next phase, that's where we're heading, the planet's next phase. So we come to terms with the past, write out the reactions and the bad feelings, and we'll all still be here. Nobody's going to suddenly disappear, so there's no need to fear such catastrophic occurrence occurring during this transition. Many may die here or there in this incident or that, but that has always been the case. And each person lives each moment with the possibility of their own demise. And this is part of what makes us human, part of what displays the courageous heart as they make their way fearlessly upon the world stage and speak what echoes in their soul with determination, fortitude, and unshakable commitment to following things through to their inevitable conclusion. And that is only one moment, because each successive moment will have its own reality. And to be so aware, lucid, and alert that you can let that whole reality shift moment to moment, everything new again, yet you're also aware. A final point about will as we round things off. It really doesn't need to be activated all the time. This is where we learn from the cat. We remain in a relaxed state. But then if we need to focus, we can pull all of our focus right here in this little second and then relax. And while we're relaxing, there's no need to waste the tension. There's no need to waste the energy to just hold anything. You just relax and you watch. And if you're truly aware, wham! In a moment's notice, you can pull all your attention in any direction. And then relax it again. Many hold that tension of worry in their mind due to the conflict of their thoughts, and it drains them every moment of every day. Oh, ye people out there who have computers, who are so near to hearing these messages of transformation, yet you're watching the boob tube, I wish I could tap on your shoulder, get your attention, walk you over to the computer, have you link on, and just join in the vibrations which make you aware of more about yourself. And then you make these understandings that we integrate, known to as many as who will hear. Awareness and wing and willpower. Awareness and willpower. Thank you for joining in the broadcast this evening. As you know, I'm Christopher Morris. Come visit the website, transcendenceworldmovement.com. I updated it quite a bit today. Due to popular demand, I returned the political humor section and updated the articles with their original pictures. And there's going to be much more to come with that site. I see the vision, and we're going to make it happen. TranscendenceWorldMovement.com. As always, to the greater BBS mission and audience, I send my thanks, my gratitude, and my joy at being a part of what we're all creating. Tune tomorrow's future.
Goes on inside. You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.